AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House could vote tomorrow to expel New York Republican George Santos. The House Ethics Committee says it has amassed overwhelming evidence of lawbreaking by Santos that has been sent to the Justice Department.
I've said this many times. I'm fighting to defend myself and to dispel each and every accusation as soon as I have the opportunity.
Santos says he will not resign, and the House would be voting to expel based on allegations.
If I leave, they win. If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calls Santos
a joke and an embarrassment and a serial fraudster.
Jeffries says Republicans knew what Santos was doing and coddled him
and play footsie with him for the better part of the year. Why? Because House Republicans needed George Santos's vote.
This would be the third expulsion effort of Santos's short tenure in Congress. Israel says two hostages have been released today by Hamas, with more releases expected later in the day. The AP's Charles Deledesma reports it comes after the extension of a truce.
Hamas has been releasing at least 10 Israeli hostages per day in exchange for Israel's release of at least 30 Palestinian prisoners. The latest ceasefire announcement followed a last-minute standoff.
Hamas is expected to demand greater concessions for many of the remaining captives. Two Nevada state troopers died after they were struck by a vehicle in Las Vegas while helping another driver. An alternative healer who advocates a technique known as slapping therapy has been charged over the death of a woman at one of his workshops in England 7 years ago. Pope Francis says he is suffering from acute infectious bronchitis, and doctors recommended he cancel his planned visit to Dubai this weekend to avoid the quick changes in temperature that would be involved. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street, big gains for the Dow. This is AP News. Facebook's parent company says it's disabled thousands of fake accounts linked to China.
Meta officials say they've removed a network of nearly 5,000 fake accounts, which were created by someone in China to look like they belong to everyday Americans with fake names and photos. Instead of spreading false content, these accounts reshared posts from other social media, pulling from both liberal and conservative sources, suggesting the intent was not to push one side's view, but simply to exaggerate partisan divide and further inflame polarization. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ford says the six-week United Auto Workers strike cut sales by about 100,000 vehicles and cost the company $1.7 billion in lost profit this year. Ford will work to offset that cost through higher productivity and reducing expenses. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.